You're in tune with World Cricket Weekly Talk, brought to you by Teachers Blended Scotch Whisky, the spirit of achievement. Well, the big guns in the IPL, you might say, are the Super Kings and the Indians and one or two others. But who else might challenge for honours in 2012? Perhaps, judging by their opening performance, the Rajasthan Royals will not be too far away. Big opening day win for the Royals, and joining us on the line is their head coach, Monty Desai. Monty, many congratulations. You must be pretty satisfied with what your team achieved.
Yep, I mean, we had prepared well in our camp as well, so we wanted this win to start off with a lot of confidence, and the boys have done well.
And every coach wants to start on a confident note. Not only have you got the points in the bag, but of course that's good for taking the team forward and looking forward to the next match, I'm sure.
I mean, as I said, in terms of, you know, the team combination, all that, we were pretty much prepared for this match, and we were hoping to nail it properly. And the batting side did well to give us important runs, and, you know, just happy to be having the win on the belt.
I suppose you're not always going to score that many runs in a game, but when you get one big innings in IPL, sad that he fell a couple of runs short of a century, but when you can get that many on the board, you're not going to go too far wrong.
Yes, and you know, in terms of high scores, the key to this is the start, you know, the power play. If you see, Ajinkya Rahane just played some cricketing shots, and we got 57 odd for no loss in the first six overs, and that just gave us the right momentum for win. And let's not forget the small contributions from all the other batsmen who did play very well around him. And what is it? So,
hi, Monty, it's Zubin. Really glad to see you guys, you know, coming together. And what I find fascinating is the fact that you got Brad Hodge and a guy like Rahul Dravid, who are technically very very sound and maybe not suited for 2020 cricket necessarily. But it's also good to see that you guys have a lot of homegrown players. Have they come through the Rajasthan system?
Yeah, see, I mean, we were very clear to have players who can play roles for us, and Brad Hodge, you know, in the middle, becomes a key player for us, and along with Umesh Shah, who becomes our finisher. And having Kevin Cooper to play number six, number seven, to give us that last two overs of biggies has also helped us a lot in terms of posting these big scores. Definitely, Rahane has been a big pick for us. And, you know, we also had to debate around the batting lineup, who will open the innings and who will go in the middle order. But this has worked out well for us.
I'm glad you mentioned Kevin Cooper. Actually, we played against him. The Canadian team played against him. Not only is he a handy batsman, but he's an excellent bowler in the death. He has a really good slower ball and really tough to get away. He's a handy player who could probably help you out. So it's good to, I think, the mix that you guys got there with Haji and then Umesh Shah and obviously Rahul Dravid, and plus Rahane now up the order. I think you guys are set for getting in the top four.
I mean, that's correct. You know, I mean, Cooper is definitely our impact bowler. You know, we are looking at him as someone who can pick up wickets for us in either phase, his power play or the end overs. And the biggest difference for us in this win was, you know, we batted well in power play. We were able to restrict the opposite team as well in power play. And at the same time, the last four, we finished the game well, batting and bowling wise. It was a perfect win for us, you know, when against a better side, you know, we'll be challenged more. So we need to see under that pressure how we are able to execute our plans well and, you know, hopefully to get the results again in our favour.
Monty, we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. You know, you're a busy man. You've got to get the boys out there practicing. Continued success with the Rajasthan Royals. Thank you so much. There we are. There's a guy who's, you know, you talk about team chemistry, and sometimes if you get the right components and one or two big knocks along the way, you know, it all adds up to a successful combination.
I like the makeup of this team. You probably have three guys who I think are mature, not huge superstars around the world, but are very, very good cricketers. And superstars meaning they're not the flashy flashy type. Brad Hodge is an incredible 2020 cricketer. So is Umesh Shah and a guy like Rahul Dravid who plays well in this form of cricket as well. So, and now they have this young kid to kind of come in the beginning and do the job. Like you said, he had a good start, which I think is also the key in 20-over cricket. And Kevin Cooper, who I think is a handy cricketer. Good group of guys, and I'm sure they've got a few to just kind of keep them together.
Adaptability is, as you suggest there, an important part of a successful T20 player's makeup. But we've spoken often before about chemistry and building partnerships, which sounds slightly strange when we're talking about a form of the game which is as short as T20. But clearly, if you're going to score nearly 200 runs, you're doing something right.
Yeah.
And indeed, that was a very high-scoring game. The losing team scored 160, and that's 8 and over. That's not bad either.
Yeah, I mean, you in a game like 2020, the scores of 180 and 200 come because somebody's performed well, you know, and that's going to happen. I think what's good about this team is that they have the ability to keep scoring when the pitches are perhaps tight. They have that type of team. A guy like Shaw and a guy like Hodge can still hit the boundaries, but still play really good technically correct shots and keep the scoreboard ticking at 6 and over if that's what's required. And same with a guy like Raul Dravid. So to me, they have the right setup for all adapting throughout all the types of, you know, situations in a 2020 game.
We hope we have the right setup to keep you entertained on World Cricket Weekly Talk, but that's all the time we have this week. I want to thank our guests, Ravin Murthy, Faraz Sarwat, and Monty Desai. Ravin Murthy is the executive producer. The program editor is Jeff Eden. World Cricket Weekly Talk is a Titan GSG production, presented by Teachers Blended Scotch Whiskey, the spirit of achievement. He's Zubin Sukari, I'm Nigel Reed. Until next time, we'll see you at the crease.
That is a terrific shot.
World Cricket Weekly Talk is a Titan GSG production.